Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And because it is Thanksgiving week, we'll talk about it in just a minute. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. He was absent a week ago, so we can't miss him 2 weeks in a row. So let's go. Class is in. It's time for 1911 University. Starring Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. The only time you can call Joe and catch him is when it's sanding day. Right?
Yep. Pretty much.
If you call him on sanding day, Joe will answer the phone. If you call him when he's hunting, if you call him when he's actually doing something that he enjoys doing as far as the gun process, no chance. So I called him when he was sanding, and I got a hold of him. So good stuff. So how are things in Nebraska, sir?
Today they're cold and wet.
Yeah.
Yep, it's been raining all day, which is unusual, but it is. And,
what kind of snowfall do you guys get up there? Or do you get a lot of snowfall at all up there?
No, it depends. The last couple of years it's been pretty mild. Back when I first moved here, it was not uncommon to get a couple feet of snow.
Right.
But the last couple of years, we get 3 or 4 inches, 5 inches, whatever, and then it moves on. It's not that big of a deal.
Right. I've often wondered about that. Whenever I hear about it, one of my longest listeners is out in Nebraska. And I've never asked her. Have I Babs Muffet? I've never asked her how cold it gets there, but I presumed it gets pretty cold there.
Yeah, it does in, like, January, February. It can be pretty brutal. Like, negative 10 degrees with 30-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, that sounds unpleasant.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. Pretty darn cold. Babs follows me on Facebook. I wondered where she knew me from.
She's been listening to this show since it was Gun Owners of America Radio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so she's been around a while. I have met her. I think I met her in Louisville? I think I met her in Louisville.
Oh, at the NRA show?
Yes, sir.
Very cool.
Yeah, anyway. So let's talk a little bit. There were some people, and I don't know if it was because it was 45, if it was the caliber thing, or if it was the 1911 thing, but there's some people that equate a 45, and I guess these are really old school people. Some people equate 45 with the 1911, don't they?
Yes.
Is that just because of the old military time when the 45 was the 1911? When did we start seeing more calibers coming out of that platform?
Well, in the 1920s, Colt brought out the 38 Super. And then in the 1950s, they brought out the 9mm. So yeah, I mean, and then really the only, let's see, I don't know if it was the 70s or 80s. I think the 80s they brought out the 10mm. And you didn't really see 40 cal until, I don't know, probably about that same time. And then the 9x23 became a thing in the late 80s or early 90s. I don't recall exactly the dates. But 9x23 was a short-lived, you know, hey, this is awesome. It's better than the 38 Super. It really wasn't. Yeah, so it's kind of been a progression along.
If you had to look at any one of those calibers and then look at the 1911 platform, is there any one caliber that you think is, or the 2011 platform, or the 2019 platform, is there any one caliber that you think really suits it and it really fits well with it?
Oh, yeah. The 38 Super.
38 Super. Which yeah, you have one up. Why the 38 Super? Why isn't the 38 Super more popular? Tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, I think, you know, it's not popular because for years it was seen as a gamer's caliber. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of factory ammunition being loaded for it. You had the big two, Remington and Winchester, that always loaded something for it. Nothing spectacular, but it's always kind of been considered a hand loader's caliber. But what makes it so great is you get all the speed plus some of a 9mm. And the soft recoil and control without the snappiness. You know, 9mm can be, if they're not built just right, they can be a little snappy.
Right.
So in the 38 Super, you get all the speed, plus some of the 9mm, but you also get the soft recoil of the 45. And, you know, kind of that push instead of that pop.
Yeah.
And plus you get, you know, you can get 9+1 or 10+1 round magazines that are flush fit. It feeds good. You don't have any feeding issues with it. Of course, if you're getting a Chambers custom gun, you're not going to have any feeding issues anyway. But, you know, a lot of 9mm 1911s have feeding issues. A lot of 45s in commander length or officer's length have feeding issues. Because a lot of people don't realize that the commander size gun that Colt brought out in the 50s or whenever it was brought out, was sized for the 9mm cartridge, which is 200,000 shorter than a 45 cartridge. So they did the stroke of the gun for a 9mm cartridge, and then people started stuffing 45s in them. And you know, so there can be some issues if the gun's not set up right. But, yeah, I think 38 Super is, like, the best, for me, the best all-around, ooh, I like that cartridge in this gun caliber.
Now, when I used to see, for the summer that I quote unquote competed, when I had my Springfield Armory 1911, I saw what we referred to as the Super Squad at the gun range. They all had compensators on them. Does the 38 Super require the compensator, or is it just a little more control? No?
No, it doesn't require a compensator. I mean, compensator is cool. You know, I mean, as long as you understand the complications that come with it, in that it's going to have a lot more muzzle flash, it's going to be intolerably loud. But as long as you understand those things, I like a compensator on a gun.
Yep.
It's not necessary, though. But a compensator doesn't do anything to speak of on a 45.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break for those of you that want to get involved with Chambers Guns, which means whether you want to get one, find out what it would take to get one, get on the list to get one. You have to start by going to chamberscustom.com. Then, if you just want to keep up with what's going on day to day, you can catch them either on Instagram at Chambers Custom, which is also, Eric has a Chambers Custom page. Brandon has one. Does Dave? I just don't know about it.
No.
Okay. And Chambers Custom on Facebook as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. Let's talk a little bit about somebody that might get a Chambers gun. Now, I know what you recommend as far as magazines for the double stacks, that being the MBX.
Correct.
When somebody goes out and buys a gun like this, should they, you know, and I already know the answer to this, but I want to know hear your answer to this. Are there, I mean, I know other magazines work in this, but not as well as the MBX. So, like with the single stacks, who do you recommend? Whose magazines do you recommend with the single stacks?
Mine. Yeah, we have our mags made private label by a company here in the U.S.
Okay.
They do a great job.
And they cover all the calibers that you like. You only build 10mm and 45 in single stacks, right?
No. Bill, where have you been?
Well, I asked you about that one time. He's like, "Well, I've only done it once."
No, we build 10, we build 45, we build 9, and we build 38 super.
And they all go double stack?
No, in single stack.
Okay.
But we build all those in single stack, and in double stack, we build 9, 38 super. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm making notes. I'm taking notes here, just so I won't step into that one again. So with these single stack magazines and everything else, how important is that to? I mean, can a magazine take a gun like a Chambers and make it humdrum? Can it make it not reliable?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, bad magazines do exist. It's just, you know, I mean, I have some here in the shop that a guy tried to use with a gun, and they're kind of a gimmicky type magazine, and they just don't work.
Right.
People, and I've talked about this in other podcasts and even on your show before, people have this misconception that you need a super strong magazine for you to make the gun work, and it's just not the facts. You need a good solid magazine with a decent spring and a good follower. That's
right.
What you need.
Now, one of the things, now they do make magazines, especially for the double stacks. I noticed this with the MBXs, because in the package it comes with a double stack 9mm. If you get MBX magazines, it says the follower is to lock back the slide.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually do make magazines where you can expect the slide not to lock back. I take it. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, who would want a slide that doesn't lock back? Competitor?
Competitors. Now, all the competitors that I know that shoot USPSA or IPSC, they don't want the slide to lock back. That's a killer.
What, as far as time?
Yeah, because then you got to rack the slide. It's a lot easier just to drop a mag that has a few bullets in it, put a new mag in that's full, and keep shooting than it is to have your gun go to slide lock, drop that mag out, put a new mag in, and drop the slide.
Now, with some 2011s out there, we know that with some of them, even with a magazine with a follower, because I've had it happen, with a magazine with a follower that is designed to lock it back, it will not lock back when you run dry. Is that a cleaning issue?
It could be a cleaning issue. It could be a follower issue. You know, followers go bad, especially polymer or 3D printed followers. They just go bad. And, you know, you call up the manufacturer and you say, I need some new followers. You know, if you're dealing with MBX, I don't know what their policy is, but if you're dealing with MBX and you call them and say, hey, I got a Chambers gun and I got a whole pile of magazines and a couple followers aren't working anymore, you know, they'll sell you some for a nominal price of some sort, I'm sure a few dollars.
Right.
But, you know, That's why I like the magazines that we have made for our single stack guns in particular, because they have steel followers, and generally speaking, they don't go bad. Now, we've had some bad followers from the manufacturer, which we sort out with them before we ever send the magazines out with the client's gun. But as a general rule, nah, I like a metal follower if I can get it, but you can't get that really in a double stack mag. Nobody offers it.
Is that an oversight? Should somebody be doing that?
No, I don't know. I think more than anything, it probably has to do with does it tilt? Does it bind? I don't know. I don't know the details. I've never talked to Adrian about it, but it's certainly interesting to me that nobody does make a metal follower for a double stack mag.
Is there some sort of engineering issue with it? Is it because is there any reason for there not to be a steel follower in a double stack mag that you can think of?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I mean, I've never broached the subject with Adrian or anybody else, for that matter, because, well, quite frankly, the mags work so well and the followers last so long, it hasn't been an issue.
Right.
We're still using the same followers and springs in our test magazines for the past 2 years with over 100 guns built of those, the wide body style guns. So, I think I figured up one day that those magazines have been loaded like 125 times each. That's a lot of mag loading, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And we have no issues. Matter of fact, the longer we run them, the smoother they seem to gotten. So,
well, that's a good testimonial for them. I mean, I need to get more MBX mags myself, but I think I have four. And that's
better do it before Biden Harris get in office, because they're going to try to push through a $200 per mag tax.
Well. We'll see what they got to do. I think they're going to have a few more problems. That it's got to go. First of all, for the tax, it's got to go through the House, right? And the Democrats, huh?
It'll pass there.
There's some nuance involved there, Joe. There's one thing about. Well, you know what? We'll talk about this on the other side. Joe and I have these discussions all the time. These little geopolitical things. But if you're interested in the Chambers gun, you need to go to chamberscustom.com. You need to go check them out on Facebook at Chambers Custom. And you need to go check them out on Instagram at Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In one of his first moves after the Trump administration approved the start of the presidential transition, Joe Biden is formally introducing some of the appointees to his national security and foreign policy teams.
It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, once again sit at the head of the table.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, a record for the Dow, closing at more than 30,000 points. The final number is the Dow up 455 points to close at 3046. President Trump reminding everyone.
That's the ninth time since the beginning of 2020. And it's the 48th time that we've broken records in during the Trump administration.
USA Radio News. Nearly 86,000 Americans are in the hospital and being treated for COVID-19. Yesterday's total is the 14th straight day of a record high in hospitalizations. The number of Americans being cared for in the nation's hospitals has more than doubled in a month. Despite those numbers, airports are still the busiest they've been since the pandemic began. Many folks getting tested before that holiday trip. As far as if that means you're safe, Dr. Olavin Karsaquilo says,
and that's what people want me to tell them, and the answer is, unfortunately, I cannot guarantee that. First of all, if you get tested today, you're exposed yesterday, the test will probably come back negative, so it's not 100% guaranteed. And two, I can't guarantee what happens the next couple of days after your test comes back negative either.
That audio courtesy of News Nation. The Iowa turkeys, corn, and cob will see the dawn after Thanksgiving after being pardoned by President Trump on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. However, before we go back into the university, you know, Joe, that politicians really like being politicians, and they'll do anything to keep being politicians. You know that, right?
Oh, I love the ad that was just on when we were on break. You had this ad talking about, the new team that...
That was a news report. That wasn't an ad.
Yeah, news report.
Coming back, we're back. Back at the head of the table. We didn't, yeah, okay, whatever, Joe.
Yeah, talking about how, the great Americans are coming. Give me a break, you bunch of swamp donkeys.
Anyway.
I mean.
The problem Joe's going to face is that, yeah,
all
of the taxes have to start out in the House.
Yeah.
And even though Nancy's going to be in charge at the House, Nancy's going to have a lot of trouble. Well, that's also true. But Nancy's going to have a lot of trouble because the moderates are trying to pull her back to the center. And what I think McCarthy might do, because I think McCarthy has become sort of self-aware finally, and I think he might get out there. He's already sending letters to some of these moderate Democrat members of the House. And they're already making plans. I don't understand why Cocaine Mitch is not out there calling up Joe Manchin going, what committee you want? Just come to the Republican side. I'll give you whichever committee you want.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's all, I think we're going to revert back to the same old BS from 4 years ago when the Obama administration was in office, where you have a bunch of flaccid old men who haven't ever done anything in their whole careers except suck off the teat of the American taxpayer back in power, and they're going to continue to trample the rights of good American citizens. And unfortunately, the good American citizens that, you know, could do something are too worried about their homes and their livelihoods, justifiably so, to actually do anything to make a change. We tried, you know, we came out and forced a vote, and you know what happened? We got cheated. We got robbed, because there is no fairness, there is no justice in the American system anymore. The republic is dead. And it's a sad, sad state of affairs.
It is, and I do agree with you on a lot of that stuff. I know they're definitely going to try to do everything that they say they're going to try to do. I don't doubt that. I don't. I'm not sitting back thinking that it's not going to happen. And that's why for all of those that were out there thinking, well, if we just hold the Senate, you guys are idiots. We should hold everything. I mean, and this is the problem. If you don't mind my asking you this. As gun rights advocates, have you ever noticed that when we got Trump elected, everybody's like, oh, good, now we don't have to fight for gun rights anymore because we're going to be in the Trump slump, so let's just not do anything. Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, Trump had both houses for the first 2 years. And you know what they did? Nothing.
Nothing.
Not a dang thing.
Yep.
You know, they couldn't even repeal Obamacare. They did get rid of the individual mandate, which is great, and which will probably come back under Biden, because they got to have their tax money.
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, I mean, they voted 8 times to repeal it under Obama when they knew he would veto it.
Yeah.
But the biggest reason the House is in the hands of the Democrats now is because you had 38 Republicans who understood what was going to happen in the midterms, that they were actually going to be expected to produce something, and they just quit.
Mm-hmm.
They just quit, you know?
Yeah, it's sad. It's freaking sad.
It is, and you may be right. We're going to see, but the problem with the magazine thing is I don't know how. The magazines don't have serial numbers. How are they going to tax those? I mean, they've done math, and I mean, there's 100, counting AR-15s, there's 172 million AR-15s, magazines, and other things that equal 172 million. How are you going to track those down,
right,
and figure out who's got what?
We were just talking about that in the shop today, Tad and Eric and I. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to knock on my door and say, how many magazines do you have? I'm going to tell you to beep off and go away.
Well, who's going to do that, though?
Right.
The cops that are being defunded?
They don't have the manpower.
No.
If, you know, all the federal agencies, if you go, oh, well, the IRS will do it. Really? Who? Who from the IRS is coming to your house? No.
Well, I mean, you know, if you do the totality of all law enforcement, federal, state, and local, there's one of them for every 19,000 of us, and that's if they were all on board for the same mission.
Right. Which
they're the ones. Yeah, they're not going to go for that.
Yep.
They're already pushing back on Turkey Day. They're like, I'm not going to go count how many cars are in a parking lot, or get up there and count their, you know, looking for their receipt to see how many turkeys they bought when they went grocery shopping. I mean, that's happening everywhere. And they've already tried that, too, because all we have to do is look at New York. You know what the compliance rate was for the registry of the assault weapon registry?
No.
4%.
Well, here's a question for you. Maybe you know the answer. We're just talking about this is also. Eric and I have talked about this the last couple of days, and Tad was here today, and we talked about it. What concerns me is this is what really concerns me more than anything about the American gun owner and the American public. And, you know, I'm a supporter of the American gun owner. My gosh, I build guns for a living.
For them, yes.
But this is what concerns me. Serious, serious business, serious concern. You look at the aftermath of Sandy Hook, right, and Connecticut passed the assault weapons deal where you had to register, turn them in, or whatever the heck it was.
Right.
You see the lines of people that lined up to turn their crap in or to register it? It was astounding.
It looked big, but, I mean, as far as a percentage, I think they're still under 10% too.
Well, they are.
Also noticed that, that they never pursued that.
No, they didn't pursue it because they don't have the manpower.
Yeah.
But my concern is, what about those 10% of people that lined up? Holy crap. That concerns me.
It should.
I get it.
Where
are your cojones?
Well,
But
here's the thing. So I think there's somewhere between 130 and 150 million gun owners. Okay.
Probably.
If that happens, if something were to happen where they did go all dark and said we're going to confiscate them, and there was suddenly some magical method by which they could try to go door to door, or tax, or whatever, NFA, however it goes. First of all, nobody's going to comply. Nobody's going to react. And then if they actually try to force it, then it's going to cause an... I think that's the line of demarcation. I think that's where people start, there'll be some iPhone video goes out where they, light up some house because some guy wouldn't let them in there to count the guns. It'll happen in one of these states where they already have a registry.
And then what
results from that will make the Bundy Ranch look like a weekend at Romper Room.
Well, it will not be.
And then there's the states, and then there's the sheriffs. There's a lot of buffers in there. I mean, definitely it's not going to be fun. We're coming up on the next break. We're going to go back to 1911s. I swear to God, we're going to do that. Joe is the 2011, 2019, 1911 guru, and the stuff that he builds to get involved in that, you have to start by going to chamberscustom.com. There, Heidi will hook you up and put you in the line and in the waiting list, and it's worth the wait. We'll be right back. My guest is Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How did Mr. Hall like it when he got his pinstripe pistol? Because that was a really striking looking gun.
Well, he hadn't got it. I'm working on it now.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I'm working on. Well, I was polishing it today. When we talked earlier, but he's going to love it.
I'm sure he will. I mean, there's a lot to love about it. I saw a picture of one of Steve's guns that you built, where it is so polished you can see the reflection of the sky and the clouds on the frame.
Yep.
Or on the slide, rather. Now that's some polishing.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Steve just scratched it all up, though.
Well, I mean, but, you know, my slide has a little scratch on the left side of it. I think that gives it character because I've been carrying this gun, and, I mean, I'm not treating it special or anything. I'm just I'm treating it reverently, but I'm you know, if it like when it got a scratch on it, I was like, how do I feel about that? And then I thought, well, this gun is just so heavy duty, it can take that with no issues. And that's true. I mean, it's the Chambers gun out there in the wild is quite the rare beast. I mean, how long have you been in business? How long have you been doing 100 guns a year?
Oh, just this year. But, I mean, I've been building guns since 2007. Between 2007 and the first part of 2010, I built 156 guns, and I don't know how many from then, probably 20 or 25 a year, probably about 25 a year since then. So there's probably 400 of my own personal guns out there, not a lot.
And how long have you had people like Brandon and Eric working for you to where you got to 100 guns? How long have you been at 100 guns per year?
Just this year.
Just this year, so... So maybe there's not 600 Chambers guns out there in circulation then.
No, probably not. No.
'Tis a rare beast.
Yeah.
But it is a very capable beast. And one of the things, I keep getting asked a lot of questions besides the caliber thing. Why aren't you using a 45? I keep getting asked to try to quantify that. And that's the hard part, because with some of these people that have tried other pistols that are up there in that sort of a price range, in the $2,000 to $5,000 price range, the difference is in how much time you spend on a gun. That's the big difference, isn't it?
Yes. Well, and the quality of parts. You know, our parts cost quite a bit of money. People don't realize that, but they do.
And that matters.
I'll put it to you this way. Our parts cost more per gun than your average high-end production gun. Not semi-custom now, production gun. So things like Dan Wesson,
Kimber.
Yeah. Our parts cost more than that whole gun retail price.
So we're talking $1,500 worth of parts.
Give or take, yeah, depending on the gun.
And then the problem becomes making them, matching them and mating them, and the slide fit, the barrel fit.
Yep.
The first time I pulled that thing all the way apart, I actually called Eric. And I said, how do I pull this all the way apart? And he told me how to do it. And when I did it, my first thought was, first of all, it came apart relatively easily, right? But then my first thought was, oh, dear God, it's never going to be as tight again. And then I put it back together, and it still goes back together beautifully. It's pulling it apart and putting it back together. When you and let's try to talk this through. There's a big difference between cleaning and lubing a gun, isn't there?
Yes.
So lubing a gun is where you're going to get the gun's performance, and cleaning a gun is pulling it apart altogether. You don't have to pull the gun apart to lube it, do you?
No.
So let's pretend that I have my Chambers Custom Fat WMGC. I'm holding with the slide in my hand, magwell up in the air. I'm going to lock the slide back. Where do I start lubing this?
I like to put a little lube, little oil on the cone or the barrel end where the bushing is.
Right.
I'll put a little drop down inside the ejection port on the frame rail, and then I'll put a little drop on each side of the slide ways on the back with it locked back. Then I cycle it closed, and that's it. Time to roll.
Now, to get to that point, is this after you've been shooting it for a while, after you've cleaned it? Is this once you've cleaned it and put it back together, that's when you lube it?
No. If you take it apart to clean it, you need to lube it before you put it back together.
Gotcha.
In the same place, in all the same places.
Right. Now, you include a little tube of lube, along with, and I was surprised by this because we've never seen this, and it's a silly little thing to bring up, but you also include some Q-tips in the bag when it comes with it. And what kind of lube is that is coming with the gun?
I like the, we send the Slip 2000 EWL. It's a pretty good lube overall. I won't say that it's the best lube in really, really cold conditions,
right,
but it's the best lube for the majority of conditions that our clients shoot in. Now, if you're going to shoot in really, really cold conditions, like, you know, in a couple weeks here, it'll be 10, 12 degrees outside here, and we'll go to shoot guns and test them and whatever, and we'll use MFR7, which is still available on a limited basis, I guess, but it's like water. When you put it on, it's super, super thin.
Right.
But for the vast majority of clients, the EWL from Slip 2000 is an excellent lube, and that's what we recommend for the overall use.
A lot of the guns that I see that come, they recommend lubing the gun before you start shooting it. Now, with yours, there is no break-in period because you have broken it in as you have fitted it. Yeah.
Right.
So A lot of people, I take it, contact you because they'll be like, hey, my slide's not locking back. Is that because that's a lubing issue, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to keep the guns lubed up because if you don't, I mean, you know, you see some of the guns that I get in here and we clean and work on or whatever, and they're all full of debris and whatnot, full of carbon fouling, burnt gunpowder and whatnot. The reason those guns are continuing to run is because they're lubed. You know, if you keep the gun, keep oil in the gun in the right places, then that oil will push all that grime into the places where it doesn't affect the function.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's good for the gun long term, but you can do it. You know, and we proved that when I built the first Knife Fighter. You know, Eric built mine and I built Chuck's, and then we shot mine, you know, for the torture test, and we didn't lube it at all. We built it. Eric built it. We blued it. And lubed it up one time and went to the range and commenced to shooting it. And when we were done, we had shot over 5,000 rounds through it, and it was running great. Now, like we've talked about, it suffered some mechanical fitment changes because there was no lube.
Right.
And, you know, you basically have lapping compound in it at that point. But if you keep the gun lubed up properly, you can go a long time, you know, a couple thousand rounds easily without taking the gun apart and wiping it clean.
We got about 15 seconds left over, so I'm not going to ask you. I'll save this for the next, you know, we'll go into these other lube questions in the next 1911 University. To you and Chambers Custom and you and Heidi and your girls and everything, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, sir. Same to you.
And we'll be talking and... Don't let this political stuff get you down now, young fella.
I won't.
I hear you. ChambersCustom.com, on the internet, Facebook, Instagram, check them out. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.